Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. Today, I want to talk about our service to God. And what does that look like? Because we are all created to serve God, right? He is our master. He sent his son to die on a cross for us, and we get to serve him. And it's a blessing. And the cool thing is that he's given each of us gifts to help with that. But I'm getting ahead of myself, right? And the big thing that looks like is really serving at church. How are you serving for your church? Statistically, 10% of the church serves. So 1 out of 10 people will jump in and volunteer their time at church to help with whatever. That could be millions of things because every church has that. But before we get too deep, I want to pray. Let's let God in and then let's dive into this subject. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you again for these days, God, for these mornings that we get to just be in your word. God, we get to pray together. We get to learn more about you. God, I pray that you'd bless this time. I pray that you'd be here, God, and that we would learn more about you through your word. God, I pray that you'd speak through this vessel. God, I just thank you for who you are. We thank you for your son. God, it's in your name we pray. And everyone said, amen. All right, so the purpose of serving the church could be many things. So we can help service go smoothly on the tech team. You can minister to little ones in the children's ministry, right? Help serve as an usher and serve the church. There's so many ways that we can jump in and serve. And I feel like as Christians, sometimes we just sit on the back burner and we don't jump in and serve. And it's very important that we jump in and help serve the church, help serve God, because we all have unique abilities that God has given us. We all have those gifts that we can use in order to serve others. And it's cool, because in the Bible, God uses the analogy, or he compares the church to our physical body, right? And he does this in a couple places, but specifically, I want to look at Romans 12, and I want to look at verses 4 through 8, because it's just cool how he talks about service and how he relates it to how the body works. And then we'll get into how we work as a body of Christ, which is cool. So let's start in Romans 12, verse 4, and we'll go through verse 8. Okay, verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having them gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us then use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberty. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. In this letter, they mention several different ways you can serve, right? And there's so many different areas in any church you go to where you can jump in and use your ability. It just takes time, right? You have to volunteer time to God for that. And I think it's very crucial that we do that to help the church run smoothly, to jump in and serve each other, because that's what we're called to do. And I think sometimes, I know I do, I think we get caught up in comparing the way that we serve to the way that other people serve. Like, man, me just sitting back in the booth, that's not as cool as, you know, the lead guitarist riffing on the guitar and leading people in worship, right? Or me sitting here being an usher isn't as cool as this guy doing what he's serving God at. But every piece is important. God created our physical bodies with purpose. So imagine a body with all eyes, or all ears, all hands, all feet. It would definitely look funny, and there would be no purpose there, right? That person that was all eyes, all ears, they couldn't do anything. They couldn't accomplish anything. Just like God created us with intentionality, the church as a body is created with intentionality, right? We are all made for different pieces, but together we work to serve the whole, to serve people coming in, to present the gospel, to bring people to Christ on a daily basis, even if it's not our mouths that are preaching those words, right? We're helping the pastor up there, maybe unmuting the mic, making sure everything's running smoothly that way. We're helping him spread that gospel. In our ministry, we're ministering to others. So I believe that God has called each of us to unique service, right? That we have a unique plan. God has a unique plan to our life. God has given us gifts to help us walk through this life and honor Him. And we need to use those gifts to serve others. Okay, I love tying things to the Old Testament. The story that really first came to mind is the story of Nehemiah. Okay, in the Old Testament, right? We're not going to turn there. I'm just going to go over and we're going to kind of relate it and then we'll jump back. But Nehemiah, right? He was the servant to the king and he knew that the walls of Jerusalem were down and he was sad in face, sad in appearance toward the king, which was a crime punishable by death. But the king came in, saw that he was sad and he was concerned and asked him. And Nehemiah said, "How can I be glad when the walls are down?" So he came up with a plan. He prayed to God before. He came up with a plan and he told the king exactly what he needed to get this done. He then goes to Jerusalem. He surveys everything by night. Then he gets the people together and say, "Here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the materials. Let's do it." Every one of the people took what he had, took his advice, took his leadership, and they built the wall outside their own house. And because they were all working together, they built that wall in record time. As one, they were working, and then they would get people, Sanballat and Tobias, that would come attacking them, right? So it's like, all right, well, now we got to have a spear, or sword, or shield in one hand, and we got to work with the other. But they all worked together as one body to fulfill the purpose of rebuilding the wall. And I think the church is a lot like that. We need to bolster that number of 10% and get more people jumping in. You guys all have amazing gifts. Whatever church you're at, jump in, go serve, and you will be blessed. God, there's so much faithfulness in God when we follow what He wants us to do. You will learn so much in your service, and God will use that to grow you, to become the man or woman that God has for you. So my challenge for you today is to jump in. Just think about it this week. I mean, today's Tuesday, so think about your gifts. And honestly, for me, I know some of the things that I'm good at, I didn't see. It was somebody that I had known for a while that I had Bible study with that said, "Hey, you know what? I see this in you. I see wisdom here. I see some good things." So look for those people. Ask your brothers and sisters if you're not sure. And then jump in and serve. Do what God has for you, because you will never be more blessed until you see that. Thanks, guys. Have an amazing week.